You're listening to SBS News.
The United States Justice Department has confirmed it will ask Canada to extradite senior Huawei executive Meng Wanzhou, currently on bail. The US accuses the 47-year-old tech executive of using a Huawei subsidiary called Skycom to evade US sanctions on Iran between 2009 and 2014. Ms. Meng and Huawei both deny the allegations. In return, China's Foreign Minister Hua Chunying accuses the US and Canada of arbitrarily abusing their extradition treaty in this case and urging Canada to release Ms. Meng.
China has made clear its solemn position on the Meng Wanzhou case. Anyone with normal judgment can know that Canada made a serious mistake from the beginning, because obviously the Meng Wanzhou case is not a common judicial case. It is an abuse of extradition treaties between the United States and Canada and a serious violation of Chinese citizens' safety and legitimate rights and interests.
Ms. Meng's case has led to rising tensions between Canada and China. Julian Koo, a professor of law at Hofstra University in New York, says he's surprised by the threats that the Chinese government is making.
The U.S. has, over the past few years, arrested a number of Chinese nationals and accused them of various things, including violating sanctions laws or committing economic espionage or stealing trade secrets. They've arrested them, they've extradited them from other countries, and they've put them in jail, and China has not done anything before. So it's really unclear what China would do in this case and why they would react differently, because it's not like this is the first time a Chinese national has been arrested by the United States for violating U.S. law.
Mr. Koo believes this case has been treated differently by the Chinese government because of the prominence of Ms. Meng. He says he has two theories about this.
It's because it's Huawei, and it's such an unusually important company. And so therefore, she's unusually prominent within China. Whereas the other folks people have arrested are, some of them the U.S. is accused of actually being intelligence agents for the Chinese government, but they're not famous or prominent. So maybe that's one reason. The other reason is that maybe China is trying to discourage the U.S. and other countries from continuing to arrest Chinese nationals who they think are committing economic espionage or violating U.S. law. So one theory behind this would be this is a strong message to countries like Canada that would otherwise cooperate with the United States in arresting someone or extraditing someone under their treaties with the U.S. This is a strong disincentive for that country to actually comply with the U.S. request.
On Monday, 140 Western academics and diplomats sent an open letter to Chinese President Xi Jinping, pleading for the release of two Canadians, Michael Kovrig and Michael Spavor, both detained in China after being accused of spying. Michael Kovrig, a former Canadian diplomat, and Michael Spavor, a businessman, were detained last month after Ms. Meng was arrested by Canada on behalf of the US. Bill Hayton, an associate fellow with the Asia-Pacific program at Chatham House, is a signatory to the letter and knows Michael Kovrig.
I suppose, you know, there's that personal connection, but it's also the sense that, you know, anybody who goes to China, it seems, could be at risk of being arrested. I mean, if you're doing research into sensitive topics, you know, like the South China Sea disputes or North Korea or whatever, they seem to have used that as a pretext to arrest him.
He says Mr. Kovrig's partner and family are very worried about him.
So I have heard from her. I mean, she's obviously very worried. I think the embassy in Beijing is only being allowed to see him once a month. That's what I've heard anyway. So, and I think the conditions are pretty poor. One story I heard was that the light is left on 24 hours a day as a kind of attempt to wear him down psychologically. So I think she's very worried about how he'll be.
The Canadian government has said several times it sees no explicit link between the arrest of Ms. Meng and the detentions of Canadian citizens. But China experts and academics have said they believe the detentions are tit-for-tat reprisals by China. Mr. Hayton hopes the letter will encourage the Chinese government to think carefully about detaining overseas citizens in response to international diplomatic rows.
I hope that two things, that it will increase the degree of discomfort they're facing. I mean, I think if we did nothing and they felt they could just get away with picking people off the street and using them as bargaining chips, then it would happen more often. And I think that probably is a feeling that affects all of us. You know, we don't want to become pawns in a international power game, when really what we're all interested in is actually trying to promote some kind of understanding of each side's positions on these sensitive topics.
Last week, a Chinese court sentenced a Canadian man to be executed for drug smuggling, prompting Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to accuse China of using the death penalty arbitrarily. The US has until January the 30th to file a formal demand for extradition. Once a formal request is received, a Canadian court has 30 days to determine whether there is enough evidence to support extradition, and the Canadian Minister of Justice must issue a formal order. Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.